Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, take us behind the curtain here. How is this decision-making being made?
Well, it's based on a couple of things. They say it's being based on how we are handling the virus in the state, and it looks better than it has before. It's also taken a look at the economy, which needs to get back in shape, or else we're going to have other problems. So the balancing act continues. We've talked about it before. We had announcements about things are expected to open or will be allowed to open, but the exact guidelines of, say, how schools or gyms or other high-volume places where people would gather remain to be seen. And also, there's a big caveat here, because while the state will allow it, it will still be up to the locals to do it and to give the permission on the county level. And as we've seen in the state, the Bay Area tends to be the slowest, so I'm not sure we are going to be the ones opening up as fast as the rest.
If I understand it correctly, though, the rules for schools and day camps apply statewide. All the other stuff is up to the counties.
Well, every school district decides when and how they're going to open their schools. Now, Patty, you know, there are going to be guidelines about doing it, but every school district opens up at different times. And they're going to have to take a look at these guidelines. For example, what is going to be required? Are there going to have to be temperatures taken regularly? Are school staff going to have to be trained in spotting the virus? Are one of the things, social distancing, that the school classrooms have to have seats 6 feet apart? What is that? The next thing to that is, or they have to have staggered days. Next thing to that, after that, is to say, okay, how fast can we get our school system to that performance level? How fast can we train? And on top of it all, this is the big question that schools are having for the governor, and they haven't answered yet, is the cost of it. If we are going to be opening with all these modifications, including, you know, plastic separations and things like that, and masks, they said they're going to be on hand, and disinfect and all that stuff, and nightly cleanings, what's going to pay for it? You're already talking about possible school cuts in the budget. How are we going to pay for this on top of that? That remains to be seen, and that could really be a determiner about exactly when each school district opens. They'll have permission to, and this will be how, but the when might depend on the dollars.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.